There's no question they're carcinogens. And guess what's on that?
Well, so for people who may not know what carcinogens are, they're cancer-causing agents, but go ahead.
Right. Yeah, group 1 carcinogens. Research is complete on this list of group 1. You can go online, and if you Google IARC group 1, you'll find the list. It's all the known carcinogens proven by science. And alcoholic beverages are on that list, and processed meats. And I think there are more people consuming alcoholic beverages and processed meats than there are Skittles. California has Prop 65, where they require labeling of carcinogens.
Right.
And so there's a physicians group that's actually suing the state of California to get carcinogen warning labels on all processed meat products. And they've been dragging their feet for the last 6 years. So there's a big lawsuit going on, so watch for that. But yes, there are many things that we are allowed to eat, and the authorities look the other way, that are killing us.
So Dave, let me say this, because when you look at this thing from the progression of it, we know that we are being poisoned with what we eat, what we drink. And it's one thing if you do these things knowingly. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
If you do the things knowingly, you know that cigarette smoking now is going to cause cancer. And
right.
they put it on the pack now. Didn't do that in the 50s and the 40s and the 30s, and all those people died from smoking cigarettes, and commercials and all those things, and our government allowed it to go on. Only, what was it, the early 70s that they were finally forced, early to mid 70s, were forced to put on the packages that cigarette smoking could be dangerous to your health. Didn't ban cigarette smoking, even though they knew the damage that it was causing to people.
Right.
Insurance companies, knowing the outcome and impacting and affecting their bottom lines, hospitals and you know, the medical industry, all of these things are interconnected. And so the American people don't know that all these things are interconnected. Our health in a for-profit health system, Dave.
Right, and we pay, we're all paying for it in higher healthcare premiums because of all the diseases that these products are giving the population.
And my point, Dave, is the population is unaware or just doesn't care or don't believe that our government would allow these things to happen. And it's one thing, Dave, with buyer beware, right? We understand in capitalism,
sure.
Buyer beware. So you should, you know, even though we know there's some horrible things that could happen to you, read the small print and it'll tell you. Yeah, well, how many people run around reading the small print? But my pushback on the small print is there should never be any small print there. Our government should be protecting its citizenry from people who endanger it, right? Wouldn't you say?
I totally agree. I totally agree with that. Absolutely.
You know, so all of these things, Dave, not romantic, not something that you're going to get people on other talk shows or television talking about. But nobody can argue with these things because they're actually happening, right? And so
right.
The American people need to be educated on these things and to know that all of this orchestrated by businesses, right?
Well, right. The bottom line is what matters. That's all.
Yeah, the bottom line is what matters. Hey, Dave, thank you very much for the information. I'm going to go on the IAIC because, as you stated, we're talking about Skittles. You know, it's a, you know, a small segment of the population that does the Skittle thing. But yeah, but drinking
IARC Group 1 carcinogens, yes.
But drinking, but alcohol.
Yep, that's on there.
And lunch and lunch meat, cold cuts.
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you very much for the call, my friend. I really, truly appreciate it. You know, I don't, you know, gain any satisfaction because I know what is going on when it comes to these things. You know, our nation should be as diligent as they are in Europe when they ban those things. Well, in this country, we don't want things banned. But things that are not good for you should be banned. I don't know how it's possible that you think, those of you who think, well, we shouldn't be banning things. Well, yeah, you should. You know, I go back to Connor many decades ago, and I remember reading an article on cigarettes and tobacco. And the fact that our government would allow the tobacco companies to put an addictive substance on the tobacco. It wasn't just that they grew the tobacco, but they sprayed an addictive substance on the tobacco in order to addict the American people to the tobacco. And all of those people died from it. And nobody got sued, and that information just disappeared. And this is why I always say, we talk about our representative government, but that's what they're supposed to be looking out for us. We can't look out for ourselves when it comes to corporations. We don't live in that kind of a society. But we need to make sure that our representatives and light a fire under them to make sure that they're willing to fight for us and for all of us. And, you know, we've got to do a better job of making sure that those things happen, you know. Mm-hmm. Look, man, you're a young guy, and you got your whole life ahead of you. You're a smart guy, so you'll be looking out for those kinds of things. But yeah. but guy, people from my generation, you know, we didn't know those things. We trusted our government. You know, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let me know, do you trust the government? I mean, as it's constituted right now, do you really trust the government of the United States? And understanding that the government is the people who represent us, you know, that's who it is. Be they Republican or Democrat, do you trust the government as it's presently constituted? I don't. And I haven't for a long, long time. And this is not anti-American. This is patriotic. You know, challenging our government to be better is what it comes down to. Not just accepting it at face value. You know something's not right. Why be silent? You know, and I know the other part of it is American people are so afraid, man. We're so afraid. But let me say this to you. You don't have to be afraid right now because I'm the one doing the talking. You know, So nobody's going to come knocking on your door because you're listening to what I'm talking about. But the truth of the matter is, make it a better place. Make it a better nation. Make it a better future for those who come after us. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.